Today on Annenberg Radio News.
California is too big. People want to get to their destination, to where they want to go, in a timely fashion.
We know you love L.A. traffic. The mayor has a bright idea for a solution. But will it help you? Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, October 11th, 2007. I'm Tom Sparks.
One, two, three.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa gave left-hand turns the green light in Los Angeles this morning with a new signal at the corner of Manchester Avenue and Airport Boulevard in Westchester.
Yeah. All right.
It's called the 30-30 plan. It will install 30 new lights in 30 business days in 13 different intersections. Mayor Villaraigosa says left turn signals make intersections 66% safer. More than 100 left-hand turn signals will be added by the end of the year. From dead man walking to walking free, a former death row inmate recounts his life behind bars at USC's School of Law. Kiara Kanzi has the story.
Kerry Max Cook was on death row in Texas for 22 years for crime he did not commit.
My story is known as the worst example of premeditated police and prosecutorial misconduct in Texas history.
In 1999, DNA evidence exonerated him for the murder of 21-year-old Linda Edwards. What kept him behind bars for so long, he says, was deception.
My prosecutors systemically, through two generations of the district attorney's office, suppressed, knowingly and deliberately suppressed, egregious misconduct that showed that I was innocent. They suppressed exculpatory evidence, aging in my fingerprint, tampering with eyewitness identification, coaching jailhouse informants to produce confession stories.
Cook published a book last February titled Chasing Justice, where he chronicled his life as an inmate.
I think all of us need to care about the Kerry Cooks of America, because this is also affecting our country.
There are currently more than 3,000 prisoners on death row in the U.S. Kiara Kanzi, Annenberg Radio News.
A small crowd gathered at Governor Schwarzenegger's office in downtown Los Angeles this morning to deliver 1,000 petition signatures. Amanda Becker reports on several health care proposals that are gaining momentum.
Healthcare reform proposals are dominating the agenda in more arenas than the presidential debate. The State Assembly, State Senate, and Governor Schwarzenegger are all backing plans to expand healthcare coverage for uninsured Californians. But provisions in the plan the governor drafted earlier this week concern community leaders. Gabriela Valle of California Latinas for Reproductive Justice says she is worried about making health insurance a state mandate.
The reality of it, as you apply it to people's lives, is that an individual mandate would work much like your car insurance, so that you get stuck in that cycle that if you can't afford to pay it, on top of it, you're going to get fined.
The mandate requires all Californians to buy a minimum level of health care insurance based on their annual income in relation to federal poverty levels.
You know, this is 2007, and when you look at the measures that are used to determine who's in poverty, we're looking at measures that were developed back in the 1960s. Studies will show that people living up to what would be considered 400% over the poverty line, people living up to, are people who are the working poor.
For more information on the governor's proposal and those before the State Assembly and Senate, please visit our website. Amanda Becker, Annenberg Radio.
Drug makers removed all cold medicine for infants and toddlers from the market today. The move came after the Food and Drug Administration reported deaths linked to the use of over-the-counter cold medicines in young children. Officials say most of the deaths were caused by unintentional overdoses. The American Academy of Pediatrics filed a petition arguing these cold medicines don't work in young children and may actually be dangerous for them. Hundreds of local senior citizens stepped, sang, and danced to celebrate their lives and achievements today. Brian Frank was there.
Yeah, those feet, come on, really, those feet, come on. Hey, all right.
Senior citizens of the 9th District warmed up for an annual gala at the convention center. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was there with school superintendent David Brewer and several council members. The Seniors Celebrating Life lunch has quadrupled in size since it started 7 years ago. Councilwoman Jan Perry says it is an important way to keep seniors healthy and active in the community.
Well, this is a chance for our seniors throughout the district to come out and get up-to-date, relevant information, not only on Medicare, but what the city can do for them, the Department of Aging, Kaiser Permanente, Evercare Horizons.
Perry took a moment to honor the oldest person in the room. Lillian Bryan is 104. She has lived in Los Angeles since 1942.
Well, I think it's nice to have all us old people here, you know, get a gathering together. In fact, my group and I didn't know where the radio city.
Seniors received a variety of free health tests, but many just enjoyed getting out, and a lucky few got to dance with the mayor. Brian Frank, Annenberg Radio News.
Hundreds of local senior citizens stepped, sang, and danced. Moving on. Up next on Annenberg Radio News, a personal take on the death penalty debate. On April 21, 1992, Robert Alton Harris became the first prison inmate executed in California since 1967. Executions are again on hold in the state as the courts consider the method of putting inmates to death. Kiara Kanzi reports on the emotional debate over the death penalty.
The debate over the death penalty in California took on a new life in February when a federal court ruled that execution by lethal injection violates the Constitution's Eighth Amendment. Amnesty International Brian Evans says it is in the interest of the American people to have this punishment gone for good.
We believe the death penalty is a fundamental violation of the human right to life and is the ultimate cruel and degrading treatment of human beings.
Most advocates in favor of capital punishment argue that death will bring closure to victims' families. A Pew Forum poll shows that 68% of the American people are in favor of the death penalty. But Heaven says it's important to understand the whole process of death row.
We believe that it's not justice for victims' families because that it provides a false promise. The execution doesn't, you know, make everything better. And in the meantime, you have 10 or 15 or 20 years of waiting for an execution to come about where they are reliving the crime every time there's another appeal, whereas if somebody is sentenced to life, the sentence is applied right then and there, the guy goes to jail, and the victim's family members are given the chance to try to move on.
Kerry Cook was wrongfully convicted and put on death row for 22 years. He is now an avid advocate of reforms. He believes the public is tired of mistakes that destroy people's lives.
Americans don't trust law enforcement. Americans don't trust their government anymore. It's because our government lies to us. Police and prosecutors lie to us. The death penalty isn't black, brown, yellow, Asian. The color of the death penalty is green. Money determines who lives and who dies.
Cook is not alone. Stephanie Foscher, Program Director for Death Penalty Focus, says capital punishment is wrong and expensive.
Death penalty is a failed public safety policy, and that the millions of dollars spent each year on the death penalty could be better spent on serving victims, on actually investing in programs that will help make our communities safer.
The California death penalty system costs $114 million a year more than keeping the inmates locked up for life. Kiara Kanzi, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. There are new left turn signals in Los Angeles, but are they near you? Whitney Wirth has the story.
The mayor lit up the first of 30 new left turn signals as a part of the 30-30 initiative. Not a moment too soon, if you ask Councilwoman Wendy Gruhl.
Just on my way here this morning, as I was turning left at an intersection, without a left-hand turn signal, a woman came through the red light,
yep,
just as I was about ready to turn. Now, if there had been a left-hand turn signal there, the light would have turned red prior to that point of time. I would not have been in the middle of that intersection, which I call an adrenaline-pumping situation when you're sitting in the middle of that intersection without a left-hand turn signal.
Problems like these are the reason that left-turn lights are being inserted. Councilman Bill Rosendahl says a lot of thought went into the intersections that were chosen.
We chose the intersections based on the data we got from several sources. One, the community. A lot of people know their street corners. And this district, the 11th district that I represent, everything west of the 405, is the most gridlocked district in the city, you know.
However, the 30 lights only affect 7 council districts, none of which are located in West Adams, Leimert Park, or any of the Annenberg Radio News coverage areas. The intersection at Exposition and Figueroa is one of the busier intersections without a left-hand turn signal, and it's not part of the 30-30 initiative. We know. We tried it this morning, and it took us nearly 3.5 minutes and 3 cycles through the light to get through the intersection. A similar intersection with a left-hand turn signal only took us 18 seconds. Whitney Wirth, Annenberg Radio News.
Earlier this afternoon, I spoke with California Transportation Commissioner Larry Zarian about what can be done to alleviate traffic problems in Los Angeles.
If you want transportation issues to be resolved, you need to have politicians fund transportation, and you need to have experts decide what route is best and how we're going to alleviate some of our problems. And to me, that is the answer, because those that are staff and those that are experts in transportation don't have a constituency. They don't have to respond to a lot of people other than what it is that they need to do to solve the transportation issues and the problems.
Is there anything normal citizens can do to help to alleviate transportation difficulties?
Well, we all have a hand in what is happening to transportation. Many of us decide to take our own cars when we can carpool. Many of us use our own cars when we can take mass transportation. And many of us don't go to the politicians and say, don't just solve problems that are not connected. We don't have connectivity in Southern California, nor do we have connectivity in the whole state of California. Often people talk about how good transportation is in Philadelphia, in New York, Chicago, or Europe. I just came back from Europe. I took one train from the airport and it took me to the hotel that I wanted to go to, only because it was that one train I didn't have to get off, and it took me to my destination. I had to walk two blocks to get to where I was going to. We don't have that. The reason we don't have it is because we piecemeal it. And every politician wants one form of transportation to go through their district. And if it doesn't connect, the public isn't going to do it. They're not going to ride the bus, the train, and or any form of transportation unless they take their own car. Their car takes them to where they want to go without getting out of their car. But unconnected transportation just doesn't do it, and people don't want to do that. They don't want to take hours longer to get to their destination.
Do you think part of the problem has to do with Los Angeles and California, for that matter, car culture?
Some of it has to do with that. We want our independence, and often we don't want to sacrifice. What people need to do is they need to sacrifice for the sake of air quality, for congestion, to save time and all that. But often people say, I'm only one person, I can't do that. So you have to have politicians, you have to have leaders that are role models, that do as they say, and people emulate. People say, if the mayor takes the bus every day, or my assembly person does that, I will do the same. And once again, not to be redundant, ease is important. People are very limited with time. California is too big. People want to get to their destination, to where they want to go in a timely fashion. They don't want to transfer. That's what the problem is. We need to connect. We need to make sure once you get on the bus, you're going to get to your destination. You get on a train, you're going to get there also. And that's what it takes. It takes a resolution by politicians, and those that are experts say, this is where we're going to start, and we're going to connect it. We're going to get you from Long Beach to Glendale, one stop.
Now we check in with Jessica Lane to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Tom. One story we're following tonight is about what to do in case of carbon monoxide poisoning. We talked to a gas company about how to make sure you're safe and what symptoms happen in case of poisoning. You could watch us anytime on the web at atvn.org or live at trojanvision.com.
Thanks, Jessica. And don't forget to check AnnenbergRadio.org. Keep clicking. There'll be more to come.
A lot of those cases, felonies, are getting sent to other courts for preliminary hearings. At least one case was sent out for a trial. These are all due to the lack of interpreters in this building.
The court interpreter strike continues. Sam Farber knows which state assemblyman is working to fix that. Find out who on Getting Your Reps In. On to local weather. Looks like it's going to cool down tonight with lows around 54 degrees. We might see some clouds early on tomorrow with a high around 69 in the afternoon, and it should be sunny for the weekend. Perfect weather for Saturday's Taste of Soul event starting at 10 a.m. on Crenshaw Boulevard between MLK and Rodeo Drive. The event features live music, food, and fun for the entire family. For more information, call 323-299-3800. That's our show for Thursday, October 11th. For everyone here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Tom Sparks. Thanks for listening.